This is the PM 40 Daily Show, brought to you by Paparitalo Publications and Pulp and Paper Radio International. And now, stand by for today's PM 40 update.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Steve Rausch, Vice President and Publisher and Editor at Paparitalo Publications, and this is the PM 40 update for the 25th of July, 2022. The PM 40 closed up to set a new record high. It was closed at 5178, up 31 points from the previous close. We'll be back to take a look at the day's top winners and losers right after these messages.
This is Jim Thompson with Paparitalo Publications. I want to introduce a new sponsor, which we are really excited to have on board. The Norexico Exchange is a regulated marketplace exchange for pulp and paper futures contracts. Today we are talking with Miles Cohen, Norexico's North American consultant. Miles, what does Norexico do for the pulp and paper industry?
Norexico offers trading in cash-settled financial futures, no physical delivery involved. These instruments are used to manage price risk for paper mills that use pulp as feedstock. While Norexico has been doing this for some time with European, South American, and Asian mill groups, they now have expanded in North America with a representative located here. Me, Miles Cohen. Reach me at 803-807-8923. That's 803-807-8923. Or visit Norexico at norexico.com. That's norexeco.com.
Higher sludge handling capacity per square foot of belt, higher cake solids, compact design, stainless steel construction, very low maintenance. Yes, we're talking about the Bright Technologies belt filter presses. Sludge dewatering made easy. Check Bright Technologies out today. Make the call. 800-253-0532 or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com. Your company will thank you for it.
And we're back. The day's top gainer was Mercer International, which closed at $16.21, up 6.7%. Quad Graphics also gained, closing up 6.4% at $3.13. Other winners were Universal Forest Products, Rayonier Advanced Materials, and UPM. The biggest decliner for the day was IT Tech Packaging, which closed at $1, down 2%. Catchmark Timber also lost, closing down 0.5% at $10.63. Other decliners for the day were Louisiana Pacific, Pact of Evergreen, and Potlatch Deltic. You've been listening to the PM40 Daily Show. This PM40 update has been provided only as a courtesy to our listeners. Nothing said here is to be construed as financial advice. Always consult with financial professionals before taking action on market data from any source. Copyright 2022, Paparitalo Publications, all rights reserved.